Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I am glad to be back. The African Album Review Podcast takes me to Nigeria this week after Kiss Daniel dropped a new album about a week or so back, and it's called King of Love. Why not dissect and analyze it? Crazy things have been happening yesterday. Me and my bro, Pro G is the name, posted our video and Amapiano song called Bosi Amboka, the Willard Katande song, celebrating Zimbabwean footballer Willard Katande, who's based in South Africa. So hey, we dropped it under one of his Twitter posts, and guess what? It blew up. Real story, the shits went viral. So do check out the song. It is now out, available on Audio Mac and other streaming platforms, including YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. The song is called Bosi Amboka, and it's by myself and my brother, Pro G is the name.
The latest African album review is...
Kiss Daniel made a name for himself in 2014, thereabouts, following the release of the song Would You, which was actually his second single that he had released, and it just blew up, became a smash hit. The man has not looked back since, and here we are looking at his new album, King of Love. This one was released June 25, 2020. It has 17 songs, 47-minute, 41-second runtime, no features, multiple producer placements, including Chris Beats, Phil Keys, DJ Kublon, Young John, Major Bangs, and ATG. The King of Love album cover sees what looks like someone's forearm with roses and the album title, as well as the letters WADO tattooed on there. I don't know what they mean, but I'll find out. The image is black and white, save for the roses, which are full color, that is red and green. And the bottom right hand corner sees what looks like an orange light leak sort of effect on there. And that's that about the album cover.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Jaro, which is a fantastic opening track with lyrics such as, if you talk, then you must do, you better know who you are, is quite interesting. He's basically saying, if you talk the talk, you better be ready to walk the walk as well. The positive message is even better with Kiss Daniel's vocally delightful performance on a distinct Afrobeats mid-tempo number. It makes sense as an opener, especially considering the song and the video were released several months back, so people have had time to kind of, you know, warm up to it. Ada is an easily identifiable Kiss Daniel tune in its makeup. I see this song as one of those that Kiss Daniel fans from the days of the hit song Would You will absolutely love. The video is also brand new, having been released around 5 days ago on July 7th, I think, 2020. It has the hallmarks of a top record, while Kiss Daniel gives us the quality we know he is capable of.
Find us on modomodomusic.com.
Another massive tune on here is the song Yapa. You know when everything on a record works against your own resolve to not dance or move your body? This is... yeah. I love those kinds of records, and Kiss Daniel makes it look easy, but damn, it's not easy making a record like that. Good work, bruh. And of course, if you do like this podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com and donate something to keep us going using the PayPal button on the top right-hand corner, or scan the QR code on the podcast artwork. Pack and Go is a certified hit, and I know the audience has been loving this one too since he teased it to us as early as last year in 2019. The song is a warning to brothers out there to see the red flags early. He says, if you're constantly getting berated for not buying her things that are not within your means, just pack and go, bruh. I like that. One song that instantly caught my eye, well, my attention, on the King of Love project is Boys Are Bad. This one is definitely one of my favorite on here, and I think I played it on the Moto Moto podcast a couple of weeks back as well. Check is a tune that really upped the tempo for me. It again has elements of Woju, but think of it several tempos up as a dance record. Could you imagine? You also get outliers such as the guitar lead Tempted to Steal, which I think might become one of those underground favorites with the fan base, possibly without ever breaking the commercial barrier. There's some sweet, sweet guitar riffs on here, so yeah, definitely worth checking out.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
As the album title suggests, the main themes on this album is all about love and relationships, and touching on different aspects of it all. The more I listened to King of Love, the more I felt like a familiar Afrobeats party, touching on just about every big sub-sound there is. This gave me a point of comfort while listening because I felt prepped for whatever was to come. Quite a few songs on here were released previously, as I mentioned, and they were singles, so I suspect making this album 17 tracks was deliberate to kind of offset that. In my view, Kiss Daniel is vocally brilliant. He doesn't necessarily try to carry chords too much, but finds a great middle ground between the finesse with a hint of raspy to add flavor and just that rawness that he puts in his voice. A more muted point is how he supports himself very well with backing vocals and ad-libs. For a singer in his lane, this actually sets him far apart from many others because he does it so well and uniquely. In terms of the producers, Kiss Daniel worked with the who's who of the music industry in Africa. It meant that the standard of music was extremely high. I would be crazy to fault this project on the mixing and mastering front. It was quite well done and an example of a good Afrobeats project. On the other hand, 17 tracks with no features is equally impressive, especially when an album sounds good from start to finish. It shows how confident Kiss Daniel is in his abilities, but again, as an established artist, he lives up to his reputation. In terms of hit potential, King of Love by Kiss Daniel is waiting for just about every single record on there to blow. There is everything to love about it, there's everything going for it, and maybe Kiss Daniel was going for an unskippable album. You totally could eeny, meeny, miny, moe to pick a hit. There's no bad song. Maybe that is also where I find a slight issue with it. Now, hear me out here. As much as all of the songs are of a high standard and are quite catchy, I'm not sure that Kiss Daniel challenged what we know of him enough. It could well be that he is just in a comfortable space, so it just sounds like making this kind of music is just easy for him. But a part of me really feels he has so much more versatility in the tank, and I would like to see him experiment a little bit more and, you know, just challenge what we know. Songs on this album that attempt to do that are the song China as well as Hook. However, if the market he serves is good with things as they are, then who am I to dispute that? Get your bag, bro, get your bag. It definitely leaves me conflicted somewhat because I love King of Love as an album and as a project, but maybe this is just me putting forward a challenge to Kiss Daniel just to say, hey dude, you're super talented, so I'd love to see you sort of just put that challenge on the table for yourself.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I found myself definitely seeing how Kiss Daniel's current sound is modeled on not alienating his original fan base. Be that as it may, it's not a project recycling old hits or anything. It simply offers some timely points of reference to his other work. This gives him a signature sound more than anything. There's some top tunes on King of Love. Much more than I expected. It almost sounds as if making hits is just, you know, he just goes in the studio and is like, yo, give me 10 minutes, I'll be done. My runaway hits are Boys Are Bad, Yapa, Need Somebody, Ada, Pack and Go, Attempt to Steal, Find a Bay, and F You. Tell you what, this album is highly recommended for the Afrobeats lover and will journey you through many sounds you're likely to love. King of Love by Kiss Daniel is available everywhere online. Stream it, buy it, do what you gotta do, support the man because he's giving out good music. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.